Hi guys, it's Alexis and Samantha of A Double Dose, and we're back with our third episode, and I'm so glad we've been consistent. It's been a struggle a few days, but
I feel like now that we're in the groove of things, we'll be more...
It's like working out.
Yeah.
To us, at least. Maybe not to everybody else, but we're very much people of persons, people. I don't know what the right English is. Of routine, and so once we get going, it'll be... a good schedule for us. We won't be falling off the wagon like we did a couple months ago. So, yeah. So, Alex and I are talking. We just got back from Cabo. We didn't post. You guys are probably wondering. We got, like, a ton of messages when we got there.
No one probably even realized.
Probably. Because, so, it's funny. When we got to Cabo. So, for those of you guys who don't know, I'll step back. Alex and I decided to go on a non-working vacation, and I put that in my caption. I realized that that sounds
it's stupid.
Dumb. I never fixed it, but what I meant by that was when we go on these trips, it looks like a vacation usually when we're promoting hotels, but we're usually working, not usually, we are working almost 99% of the time we're there. Like, obviously it looks really fun on social media. That's the point. The hotels are always really fun, but that's the whole point. We're trying to show all the activities and all our swimsuits and what we're doing. So... we don't really have any downtime. We're like answering emails the whole day, like stressed out the whole day. I know that sounds weird, but we're moving, trying to promote all the different aspects of the hotel. So we have meetings like all day, and then we're taking pictures in between and like stressed out. I mean, it's hard to explain, but the bottom line is it's not a relaxing trip is what it looks like on like what you think of when you're seeing the pictures. So anyway, we decided to book this trip kind of last minute, and we just went on our own. Like, we found a hotel and we're like, okay, this is where we're going. We only did it for 2 days, which I kind of regretted later. I was like, no, I definitely needed more of a vacation. I'm, like, the worst boss. And so I was thinking we were flying back. I was like, I used to complain in public accounting, and we're literally, like, worse bosses than what we had. Because I'm like, no, 2 days is enough. But anyway, so long story short, I will sit here and ramble.
Well, it was, let me just say, I mean, I'm probably different than Sam, but it was very hard for me to not post. It was hard for me to not be, like, looking at Instagram, thinking what I'm going to post. And then, of course, I would get on there and I'd see messages from you guys. And I'd be like, okay, I'm just going to answer this one. And then, like, an hour later, I'm, like, down that rabbit hole. And I said I wasn't going to work. So, I mean, there were a few times you had to open our laptops up just for different campaigns. And I tried to do stuff ahead of time, but it still wasn't very successful.
Yeah, and the other thing I was getting at was so funny because since we do a lot of hotel promotion and show you guys our stays and everything, the minute we landed and people saw we were in Cabo, they're like, oh, I'm so excited to see where you guys are. Like, let us know where you're staying. I'm excited to see it. And we were like, we're kind of not really sharing that because we're on vacation. And as much as I would love to share with you guys, I mean, I always do because I just love doing that and love sharing with you guys. We were trying to like stay off our phones, so you guys probably didn't see as much as you wanted to, but we're working on trying to get back there to review it because we liked it so much, so that way we can share a lot of the stuff we did and it'll be more of a work trip. But in any case, we loved where we stayed and we hope to post about it soon.
And we love Cabo. If you guys haven't been there, I think that was my fourth time, and I really love Cabo. Like, seriously, can't say enough good stuff about it. It's so easy, at least for us to get there, and we meet so many people from like all over the world that go there, so it's definitely a top destination.
Yeah, so enough of us rambling our trip. We had a good trip. We hope to be better about having life balance. If you guys are, any of you guys are self-employed, you know it's really hard.
Well, we talked about another episode.
Yeah, and if you want to know more about that, we talked all about that in the last episode, and also we talked about our breast augmentation. I know, in case you missed it, we get a lot of questions on that, so hopefully that covers that for you guys. So moving on, another thing we get asked about a lot, and I feel like some of you guys that get it are like, okay, we know, we've already heard this a million times, but we still get a ton of questions. So with that being said, we're going to talk about what we get done on our nails. We've done like a blog post on it before,
and I'll link it in the blog post for this podcast episode if you guys want to read more about it.
But anyway, I get asked so many times, obviously, when I post my nails, but just like on random pictures, I'll get asked just because I do the same color. It's a light pink color, and it's like the perfect balance of like light pink and white because you don't want anything really sheer. It took me forever to find this color. Anyway,
how did we find it? I think we did it on our toes, like in a regular polish.
Yeah, at the salon.
Yeah.
And then I would do other color once I started doing like dip or gel. And then, excuse me, I'm already yawning. And I would And so then I found this color and I would, it's just my go-to. Even though I'll go to other ones, it's always my go-to. And it's the one I always get complimented on. And any of my friends have used it, they say they always get compliments on it too. So with that being said, the color is The Simple Life by Kiara Sky. And it comes in a gel, a regular polish, and a dip. So obviously, a lot of you guys know, obviously, what regular polish is. So I don't need to go into that. But they sell on Amazon. They sell, well, they have that color in a lot of salons. It's just a, you know, it's not like OPR or something, but it's a brand that a lot of salons carry or they know about. But if they don't have it, they do sell it on Amazon, so it's super easy, and it comes with a gel and a polish together in a package. So you can do like the gel if you prefer gel with the light or whatever, or you can just do the polish. But my nails, I'm going to be honest, they got really weak when I did gel for like repeatedly. I mean, it's funny. When I worked in public accounting, I like never did my nails. I just would do them myself, or I just would have no polish on. Or I'd wear like obnoxiously really bright colors, which is funny at a public accounting. And now that I like, I could wear whatever color I wanted, I just like having like a muted light pink color. I just don't like having something super bright unless I'm wearing on vacation.
Even then, I get so tired of it after like a week.
Well, I have like pink on my toes right now. That's different. Yeah. Alex still has the Kiara Sky.
I have it always, like 99%
anyway,
of the time.
Anyway, yeah, this is like our color. And so I like it because when it grows out, you don't have like that big line. Because my nails grow really fast. So as I was saying, I like the dip because I did gel for so long and my nails got really weak from it. To the point where I would put the gel on it and they would still chip and or like bend everywhere. It wasn't thick enough because my nails got so weak. So my only choice really was to take it all off, but I like having my nails done. So I don't know, it must have been like a couple years ago, maybe yeah. Like a year or two ago, someone at the salon was like, oh, we do dip. And I was like, what is that? I was like, I don't want anything acrylic or anything on my nails.
I was like, it looks thick.
It looks thick. And it is thicker than a gel manicure or regular polish. But I'm obsessed with it just because, like, you know, if you wash your hands a lot, even with the gel, like, it will chip off or get kind of weak because it's not super strong. And so, so I like that. And so the way they do it is they dip your fingers. So it's like a thing of powder and your nails are like, you can get it over acrylic or you can just get it like over your own nail. I just do it over my natural nail because I don't like long nails. And so they just put like a coat of clear. They get them all ready with like the drill, like they buff them down a little bit and then they put some layers of clear, I don't know specifically what it is, and then they dip it in this powder, and then they repeat with like clear polish, and then they dip it again in the powder. It's like a few times, and then they put some more layers of like clear polish, and then they're dry. They just dry like polish, and then they're like hard, just like acrylic nails. But you don't use a light. You don't use like any weird things like the wraps or anything. And then they just go over like they would with acrylic nails. They use that drill over your nail. It doesn't hurt or anything. It just smooths it down. And then they're shiny and they look like gel. They're a little bit thicker, like I said.
If they do it right, they shouldn't be super, super thick. Like if you're looking at the side, they should be a little thicker, but not like a big blob on your nail. And trust me, I've had some bad ones. So
yeah,
you need to like go to someone.
You can tell. You might not be able to tell. I mean, if you're used to having like gel, you're gonna be like, this is so thick, but it's really, like Alexa said, if they do it the right way, it's really not that thick. And what I love is that it doesn't chip. They say like gel lasts like 2 weeks at the most, dip lasts 3 weeks. For me,
or four. People.
Yeah, I go every two because I like my nails grow like insanely fast, and I just can't stand having like that, the grown out thing. Like, I don't want it in the middle of my nail. So some people will like, you know, obviously leave it, but I go every 2 weeks, but it never really chips unless they didn't do a good job or something happens. And I will say for those of you guys that live in Dallas, that's another question I get asked a lot. I go to Castle Nails and Mockingbird Station. I've been going there for like a few years. And I don't really go to a specific person. There's a lot of good people there, but I'm just like in and out and I just go. I make an appointment. I just go like to whoever. But you can definitely request people. But the dip also, they have that. So at some salons, but my salon doesn't have it half the time. So I just like went on Amazon and I bought it. And a lot of you guys, I always put in the swipe up. And a lot of you guys, it's so cute. You guys will like message us with your nails and I love seeing it.
It's so cute.
And we like.
But I did have like, I've had one or two people that like ordered it. I guess they didn't understand how it worked. They ordered it and they actually tried it themselves, which I'm like, kudos to you, because I would have no idea what I'm doing. But they did it at home and they were like, I can't figure out why it doesn't look like yours. And the reason is because when you go to the salon, they buff it out. And so I think it got pretty thick. It didn't look that bad, but they can get it closer to the edge of your nail, like the cuticle part.
Well, and obviously, they're like get experts.
It
smoother,
and they can do it really fast. I mean, I can't imagine how hard that is.
Yeah, I've been to a few places they didn't know what they were doing. And it's whoever's doing your nails. That's how, like, you can have good product, but if they don't know what they're doing, it's going to look like crap.
We went somewhere and I brought the exact dip that I always bring, and it was like all different shades of pink. And I think someone told me that happened to them. You need to go to somewhere good that knows what they're doing.
They were like mixing products. They didn't know what they were doing. So go to someone that they do dip manicures all the time, and you should be fine. So I ordered on Amazon. All this will be in the blog post, but I ordered that color just so I have it. And someone messaged me and said, like, it's like BYOB, but it's bring your own dip. I thought that was so cute. Weird. It is true. Like, I always have to tell the salon, like, oh, wait, no, that's mine. Because they try to put it away and it's fine. But anyway, that's what I do on my nails. I love it. That's that neutral pink color you always see that we're wearing. That's the color. And there's stuff in my highlights on Instagram. There's stuff in my story usually. Now there's stuff on the blog. So if you're ever looking for it, just search it, or you can always message us. I mean, we're happy to answer all the time. You're not the only person that's sending us messages, so Alex and I are always happy to respond. So, and they do have they make it in the regular and the gel color too.
I already said that.
Oh,
I forgot that you said that.
So anyway, another question we get asked, we're going to move on, is all about our workouts, and those are probably our two most common, in addition to beauty, what we get asked. So basically what we do for workouts is we do a combination of cardio and weight training. We both have been doing that for probably how long?
Like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't – if you guys have followed along or seen any of our blog posts where we talked about it, we – in college and high school, I didn't really work out. Neither one of us really did. I mean, I didn't, like, hate it. I just had no clue what I was doing. I was, like, very intimidated to go to the gym because I was like, I don't know, like, what weights I'm supposed to be using. I have no idea how to use the machines, and I feel like I'm going to look like an idiot. I think that's what a lot of girls feel.
It's all guys.
It's, like, all guys in the weight room. Like, you know cardio. You just push on the machine, and, like, you can just make it work.
And it's
like
a lot of girls, let's be honest.
It's a lot of girls in there because, like, I feel like a lot of them just don't know what they're doing. So, I do think that it's what I did to get started, which I think is another really thing I get asked too, is I would just look up a lot of stuff on YouTube. I started my senior year of college, and we both kind of wanted to start lifting weights.
Yeah, I think we looked on Instagram first. We followed a bunch of like fitness accounts, and this is, I mean, also just to keep in mind, this was like, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, so Instagram wasn't, there weren't as many fitness accounts as there are now. It was like a very big thing to be, I mean, now it's just like such a huge section of Instagram, but at the time, there were only like a few people doing it. And so we would follow, the videos were not very big on Instagram at that time. I don't think you could post videos. So we would go, I would find a page and then I'd look, and then I'd end up like on YouTube or like Google or something on bodybuilding.com, and I'd find workouts and we'd kind of like go to the gym in our apartment and we'd kind of do them together, but nobody would be in there. Yeah, I was embarrassed if someone would walk in, but no one would go like during the day because we were in college and we had nothing to do. And we'd go, and I remember like we lifted weights. I mean, I had no clue what I was doing, but we would like look up stuff on our phone while we were doing the exercise and watch a ton of videos. And we would kind of plan out little workouts the night before, be like, what are we going to do? But it was fun to have like someone to keep you accountable, and then also like you wouldn't be super embarrassed. I don't know.
Yeah. So I think we can kind of make it into tips also. Like, I would say number one tip, if you're just starting out, find like a workout buddy that you guys can hold yourself accountable, and you can like bounce ideas off each other. And like, even if you can't, you don't live in the same city or something, at least you guys can both, you know, with social media and everything, you guys could even like FaceTime, or you could, you know, text about it and make sure you guys are both doing it. So I think that's always good, just so you can't really make excuses that you're not doing it. And it helps have, like, an accountability partner.
Yeah. And I think YouTube is probably one of your best tools, and bodybuilding.com. They have a ton of workouts. I mean, you can honestly just – and Pinterest, too. You can just Google – there's so many workouts on the internet, but you can just Google, you know, if you're trying to work out – we'll get into it in detail. But if you want to work out a leg workout, or you want to find a full body workout, you can just simply Google that, and they'll have all the workouts with videos and instructions. And then – Some other things to keep in mind, I'm sure you guys have seen them floating on Instagram, are there are some workout programs that you can download, and we haven't personally tried any of them, but you can, you know, I think it comes with all the instructions, like all different workouts. So if you need someone that needs a lot of instruction or you want a lot of guidance, those are probably good tools to get started with, especially if you're starting out, because you can do them at home too.
So I would say in starting out, I think it's, don't just think like you're trying to burn. Like, I think the main thing for people is like, okay, I like have eaten like 1200 calories. So I need or like 15 or 18, whatever you're eating. They're like, oh, so like I need to like go cardio because I need to burn a lot of calories, and that's what burns the most. So the one thing I myth about that is that obviously you need to do cardio, and if you have like a lot of weight to lose, if you have weight to lose or you don't have weight to lose, cardio is always good to include. You don't want to burn yourself out. I mean, I definitely, this we'll talk about in another topic, I'm sure, because I kind of wanted to talk about it either on Instagram or on here. I did way too much cardio over the last couple years, especially specifically probably the last year, and my body was telling me like stop, and I didn't listen. So in the sense that it messed up my hormones and a bunch of stuff. So I'm sure you guys have seen that on social media or heard about it, but I'm sure we'll talk about it in the future. But bottom line is you want to have a good balance of cardio. You don't want to do too much. You don't want to do too little, but it definitely helps with endurance. For a period when I first started working out, I guess I did do some cardio like in college.
Yeah.
And then when I moved to Dallas for work, I didn't do any cardio. I just weight trained. And I was pretty lean. Like, it's all about what you eat, to be honest. And then the weight training, like, helps you look more toned and everything. But, and, like, helps your metabolism. But I didn't do any cardio, which was bad because, again, everything in moderation. Because I didn't really have, like, endurance. So if I, like, someone said, let's go run a mile, I probably would have freaked out because I'm like, I can't run a mile. Like, I looked like I was in shape, but not endurance-wise at all. Then I, like, over time, I started doing, like, 45 minutes. I worked my way up. Like, I remember I did, like, 5 minutes in the Stairmaster. And then I, like, started working my way up, like, to 10, then 15, then 20. And then before I knew it, at one point last year, I was doing, like, 45 minutes or an hour.
Yeah.
Every day, which, in my opinion, everyone will have their own opinion, it's too much. It was too much for my body, I should say. And my adrenal glands got really burnt out combined with stress and everything else. So, not good. But now I'll do like 20 minutes. I mean, I'll run a few miles or depending on when I'm in the mood, but I don't like force myself to do like a certain amount. But the bottom line is it's always good to do cardio. And I don't think it's one way is better than another in terms of starting doing cardio before you weight train or doing it after or having a designated day that you want to do more cardio. I don't think it really matters. I think it just what works for you. Everyone has their own preference. And I just like to do it before. Usually, I've tried both ways just because I don't really want to do it after I work out.
I'm too tired.
Sometimes it's a good, like, burnout. I'll do that sometimes, but after you lift weights. But I like to get to the gym and just, like, do that first because, like, especially in the winter, I'm cold and I just want to, like, warm my body up. And I need to, like, warm up anyway, like, your body before you stretch and stuff, before you lift weights anyway to prevent injury. So I think it's always good to get the blood flow going and doing that first. Anyway, I don't want to talk about more, like, what we do for workouts.
So, I mean, this is what we've been doing basically for a while, and honestly, it started in college. So when I was dating at the time, I was doing P90X, and that's kind of how we started lifting weights and stuff. And I remember the workout was it an hour, 30 minutes? I can't remember which one.
I don't know.
If it was 30 minutes or an hour, and I was like, oh my God, that is so long. I can't work out that long. I remember we put the DVDs on at our apartment, and he helped us put the pull-up bar in our apartment. We'd climb up there with the stool, I remember. And
they
have really great workouts, like if you're starting out or if you need to do stuff at home. But anyways, that's how we got into lifting weights. And then from there, I guess we kind of jumped around. From there, we started looking up stuff on YouTube and whatever. And but I remember the first time we ever did lifted weights, I was like, I was so sore.
Yeah.
And if you haven't done it for a long time, like I couldn't work out for a couple months ago, and I lost a lot of strength. I mean, Sam can probably lift double the amount that I can right now. I feel like a not lightweight. I don't want the word to be a weakling.
Not lightweight.
I'm a lightweight also, but anyways, so we typically, so we work out pretty much similar the same way that we started, which is, I'll do, you know, a little bit of cardio to start off with, or maybe I won't do any that day. And I'll lift different muscle groups every time I work out. So you're not like, and this is why, the reason is you can focus on certain groups and you don't like overtrain certain areas of your body too many times. So like if you just go in without a plan, you're like, okay, I'll just do some full body. I'll do like some legs and I'll do like some arms. Like you'll end up training. And then when you get to the next day, you're going to end up doing the same workouts or train the same muscles. So, sorry. We're laughing. Okay. So anyways, so typically what we'll do is like Monday, let's say example, I don't have like a set plan, but Monday I'll do like, let's say I'll do like arms. So I'll do like triceps and biceps. And then Tuesday I'll do like back, or you could even combine back and biceps. That's like a very common thing. Wednesday I'll do like legs. Thursday I'll do like some other stuff. So you can set it up however you want, but basically I'll just split it up. I will never do upper and lower body in the same day just because it's too much. Unless I'm doing a class where they do HIIT training and you're kind of doing all muscle groups, but on my own, just because I work out like 5 to 6 days a week, I try to separate it that way. So if you go on our blog, we have a lot of workout posts. If you search fitness or workout on our fitness or the word workout on our posts, you can see a bunch of blog posts and we've given examples of workouts. And then we also have downloadable ones that you can, that are $10, and they basically list out all the workouts we actually did that week for that week, whatever week it was. So those are really good ways to start. And then, yeah, that's kind of how we work out. And people always ask us, and I'm like, it's not really a secret. I will say, like Sam said earlier, it's like, I would say it's 90% of what you eat. You can work out all day if you want. You might be fit inside. Like, you might be fit, like, endurance-wise and whatever, but you're not going to be lean and cut the way you want to look if you don't eat right. But what I mean by eating right, I mean, it looks different for a lot of people, but I think the main thing is sticking to unprocessed food. So what I mean by that is lean proteins, even if you're vegan or whatever you are, lean proteins for us, it looks like chicken, fish, lean steak, eggs, like tuna, all that kind of stuff. And then fresh vegetables and fruit, nuts and seeds. I mean, you know, depending on what you like, every body type is different. So you might do better with more fats, more carbs. And then we get our carbs from obviously from vegetables and fruits and then like whole grains and stuff like that. So we personally don't do a lot of dairy. And for a while we did gluten-free and avoid grains for like our thyroid and stuff like that. But I've been incorporating more whole wheat stuff in my diet now and I seem to be fine. But that looks different for everybody. But like I said, the food and the diet, I hate to say the word diet, but eating right and eating, fueling properly is 90% of it. So if you, and also I've gotten questions about drinking, which could be another podcast that we talk about because I feel like that's another topic in itself. But what I was going to say with that is I don't really drink a lot just because I don't really like alcohol that much. I don't like the taste of it. I do like wine, but that's something that you need to kind of be aware of. There's nothing wrong with drinking, but it is a carb and it is calories. So if you're going to go out and you're just going to be pounding a bunch of drinks all weekend, you need to keep in mind, well, not only are you going to feel like shit, but you're consuming a lot of calories that you're probably not thinking about. So if your goal is to really be fit and cut, you probably need to think about that a little more. And maybe, I just remembered somebody asked me to do a topic on that. So maybe next time we can do that. Mm-hmm. Because there are some tips and tricks into ordering lighter drinks.
I mean, it doesn't mean you don't have it. You can definitely have it.
But there's some tricks that we do, you know. So I think, and obviously if you guys have questions specifically, we have them on the blog. And if there's something that you think you can't find the answer to, you want us to talk about in more detail, we're happy to do that. So just you can always email us. You can message us on Instagram. And we're happy to cover those.
Oh, another thing I was going to say is how many exercises I do typically when I work out. I don't have a set amount. I mean, I think it's the best if you're starting out, like Alexa said, plan out your workout. But I typically do, like if I do cardio for like 20 minutes, then I go weight training. Like for example, today I did shoulders. Probably did like
four. Me too.
Oh. I probably did like, we don't really ever work out together sometimes, but we might go to the gym together, but we don't really work out together. Anyway, I did like 4 to 6 exercises. And what I mean by that is like let's say I did like shoulder press with dumbbells and I did, it doesn't matter what weight I did. I did that and I did that four sets of 12 for that. And then I did lateral raises with dumbbells and then front raises with dumbbells and Arnold press. If you don't know what any of these are, just go Google them. And then I did, what else did I do? I did single arm upright rows, and I like doing single arm exercises incorporated with double, like we're using both arms is because everyone's going to have one arm that they're like less dominant in, and you're like overcompensating. Like, I'm right-handed, so I'm probably more dominant in my right hand. When you're doing something with like a barbell where you're using both hands, like you're using still using more of your right arm to help pick up the weight. So it's better to balance it out so you can like really focus on the strength of the left arm too, or whatever arm you're like less dominant in. So I like to do, not every exercise, but every time I do like a body part, try to do something single, like one leg or one arm at a time. And so I do that, and then I probably try to do 4 to 6. Sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less, but each one of those exercises counts as like obviously one thing. And then I try to do 3 to 4 sets of 10 to 12 of each one. And I like to sometimes superset them because it's good just to burn it out. Like, so that superset means like you're doing shoulder press and then you're doing lateral raise right after. Like, you don't take a break in between. You don't like stand around. It's good obviously to catch your, when you're weight training, it's kind of like you're doing an interval because your heart rate's getting up. If you've ever worn a heart rate watch or something, a monitor, your heart rate gets up obviously when you're pushing yourself to lift a heavier weight. And when you take a rest, it goes back down. So it's a really good, that's why weight training is so good. It increases your metabolism. It burns calories after you're doing cardio, which cardio, like let's say you're on a machine, it burns 200 calories when you're on it. That's it. If you weight train, you're burning 200 calories during your workout, and then you're burning more after your workout. So it's just really beneficial. And I thought about that too, about the weight. So I said it didn't really matter. Like, for example, I did shoulder press to 25 pound dumbbells.
Yeah, and she's like the Hulk. I did like 15 pounds. Well, so.
That's not what I'm saying. For the weight training.
Well, I don't want people to think they need to be lifting that much. Oh, no.
I'm saying you don't, over time you will build strength the more you, like, you need to push yourself, but don't know your limits. Don't push, don't like try to be macho man and pick up, you know, 40 pound dumbbells when you can't really do that. I mean, it happens a lot with guys. They want to look really cool in the gym, but that's, shoulders are something you can injure. I mean, any body part. And if you need to know your limits, like I always advocate for picking up something that's heavy that you, it's really like you can work, you know, that you can get a good workout in and get your heart rate up and build strength, but nothing too heavy where you're like, okay, I'm going to drop this and injure someone around me and myself and break something. So everyone can, strong enough. If you're not at that point, you can definitely build strength. Everyone can do more than 5 pounds. I mean, I'm not saying with curls, but like shoulder press, you can definitely do more than 5 pounds. Even if you haven't worked out, I'm sure you could do 10. Do a couple, you don't have to do all 10 reps. That's how you build strength. Do like 6 to 8. And then over time, in the next couple weeks, when you go back, I'm sure you'll be able to do like 10 reps. So that's how you like push yourself enough, but know your limits is what I'm saying. So where you build strength is pulling enough weight. I mean, if you're using, I know in some classes, they only do like little smaller weights, and that's fine if it works for you. But if I'm talking about what I do for myself, I do heavier weights. And that's where I saw most improvement, was focusing on a body part, a body muscle group or two each time I work out, and then doing a heavy enough weight where I felt like my heart was getting up and I felt like I was building strength. Because you can, if you're doing 10 to 12 reps, you'll realize 5 pounds, like you're not going to be, if I've done a class where we do like 20 reps, yeah, you feel it. But if you're doing like 10, 12, you're not, it's not going to start burning until you're, unless you're lifting a heavy enough weight.
Yeah, I agree. And another thing you can also do in addition to dumbbells is the resistance bands. Like if you're at home, those are really good to use if you're at home. They also like, they still build muscle and they're
a resistance. It's the same as using a cable machine and same with TRX. It's good to incorporate all of those, not just dumbbells and not just like machines, because the machines are usually cable resistance, but it's good to incorporate lots of different things if you can, because it targets the muscle groups differently.
Yeah.
And it's always good to switch it up. Don't try to go in there with the same workout. I mean, it's easy to do. You can obviously do the same shoulder exercises, but try to mix it up. I mean, everyone does that. It's easy to do the same thing, but you want to, like, you know, mix it up and confuse your muscles, as they say.
Yeah. So, again, you guys can always message us if you have specific questions, because obviously we've been doing it for a while, so I forget, like, what people's questions are when they're first starting out.
Oh, yeah, they know all of a sudden. Yeah. I sound like a broken record.
So kind of going off fitness and eating healthy, we're going to share our favorites. We're going to share our must-have kitchen gadgets. And so that's going to be, well, do you want to go serious? You want me to go first?
You can go first.
Well, mine is, I think we shared this in our other podcast, but I'm going to say it again because I love it so much. And honestly, I haven't used it recently just because we've been out of town. I kind of forgot about it. Well, actually, okay, I'm going to share that one, but I thought I was thinking else that I like more. Okay. Sorry, I'm like a spazzy all over the place.
You are.
So mine's going to be, it's the Dash Egg Cooker, and you can get it on Amazon. If you guys listen to it, like I said, you might have heard us talk about it in our other podcast episodes. But the reason I love it is I can never hard boil an egg. And the reason I thought of this is because in Mexico, they had a lot of hard boiled eggs. And I tried to peel them and they were like a disaster.
Yeah.
And I was peeling them, half the egg was coming off. And that's like the worst. I think it's the worst part about hard boiled eggs. I'm like, and so I love this Dash Egg Cooker because you just put, it's like not very big. You just put like, I think they make bigger ones, but they have one that just fits. I think it's like 6 eggs, and you poke holes and it has a little thing to prick the eggs, and you fill the bottom part. It tells you like how much water to put if you want them soft boiled or hard boiled or whatever. You fill up the water and then you put all the eggs, you poke a hole in them, and then you put all the eggs and you cover it and you plug it in, and then you can go like make the rest of your breakfast or get ready or whatever. And then it like steams them, and then it go, the buzzer thing goes off when they're ready, and you just put them in the water or the ice bath or whatever when you're done, and they peel perfectly. And if you do it the right way, they peel perfectly. We haven't really had too many issues with them, and I'm not very good at hard boiling eggs. I know there's like all these pins on Pinterest that say like put them in the oven in the muffin tin or all that. It never works for me. So I love it. You can also make like poached eggs and some other things with it, but the hard boiled is just easy, and then it's easy to have on hand like for different lunches or breakfast, like if you have kids or you just need them for like your meals for work or whatever. I like highly recommend it. And then I'm sharing too, because I'm like, or okay, I'll let you share it because I'm gonna probably steal yours.
So my favorite is the zucchini.
No, spiralizer. You didn't steal mine.
It's like a surprise for us, yeah. Too. Zucchini spiralizer, or I guess I don't know what it's called, but it's this tool. They make a lot of different ones, and the one that my favorite one is just one that does, it's just handheld. I mean, they make two different handheld ones, I should say, but I love it because it's a good way to incorporate vegetables into your meals. If you're like tired of like, you're like, how do I cook vegetables? It is basically just this thing, you put the zucchini in and it makes little spirals, like almost like pasta. So if you've ever seen like zucchini noodles, like zoodles for pasta, they're great to do for salads. You could have it cold, or you can cook them in a pan and make pasta with tomato sauce or like pesto or different things. And it's just a fun way to eat the zucchini. You can make it into ribbons too. They have salads like that in Mexico with carrots and zucchini. You can also do it with sweet potato. You can do it with potatoes. All different things you can do. It's just a fun way to eat it, and it makes it feel different than just like cutting up zucchini or sweet potato or something. So I know they're really affordable, and they're just a fun way to, you know, if you have kids, it's a fun way to mix it up, or if you're an adult, you can mix it in with regular pasta, and it's a good way to get fiber in and a lot of nutrients and decrease the carb content of your meals.
Okay, and the other one I was going to share that I thought Sam was going to take is a crock pot. And the reason I say that is because, and it reminded me also of Mexico, is because they have like for breakfast and also for lunch and stuff, they have like the shredded meat and shredded chicken is like very common there, just like because they put it in enchiladas and they put it in
tacos
and all that stuff. So, and I love it because it's so easy and it just has more flavor than like a grilled chicken breast. So we used to use ours all the time. We got ours on Amazon. It's a rice cooker and a slow cooker at the same time. So we used to eat a bunch of white rice, like with it for work. You used to make sweet potato, white rice, green beans, and like shredded chicken. That's what I used to eat all the time. And the reason I love it is it's because you don't have to watch it. Like on Sundays, we would meal prep, and I loved it for this reason is because I would put, literally, I'd buy the big pack of chicken breasts. I'd dump them all in there. I'd put some salsa or just seasonings or just water even, and I would just cook it on, I mean, you can find recipes online, but I think I would just, like, do it on low for, like, 7 hours, like, something super easy. Let it cook all day while you're doing, like, stuff around the house, and then when it's done, it's all, like, super tender, and you just shred it, and then you can keep that chicken broth. I mean, if you get rid of all the fat and stuff, you can keep that chicken broth for soups, or you can just pour it over your meal so it gives it more flavor. And then you can also use the crock pot for, we used to make sweet potatoes in there too. So you would just like put all the sweet potatoes in there and you cook them on the slow cooker. And then you could just take the peels off and mash it. And then for rice, the one that we have that I'll link in the post, it's a rice cooker also. So you can make your white rice. I think it takes like 10 or 11 minutes. And you don't have to watch it. So I liked, and it always came out perfectly. I love using it. I mean, if you need to make your meals for work, or you just want to make stuff for your family or just for yourself, I highly recommend it. I think it was pretty affordable, and yeah, we used to use it all the time. I haven't used it recently, but you can make, I mean, obviously you can make soups in there too, but there's tons of stuff, but it's a really good investment. Not that it's an investment, but it's a good kitchen gadget, I think.
And it makes a really good gift too.
Yeah. Agreed. Well, I think that's all we have for this week. I know we rambled a lot as usual, and we said too many times, but that's probably never going to change. Anyways, we're so glad you guys are listening, following along. Don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, and let us know what you guys think. If you have any topic ideas, you can always email us at doubledoseblog@gmail.com. Or message us on Instagram at alexis.bellbell, B as in boy, E-L, B as in boy, E-L, or at Samantha Bellbell. And we'll see you guys next week. Bye.